We are holding in Middle Shemin Esrei by the 13th bracha of Al HaTzadikim. We had last year we had quite a while ago was we began speaking about this bracha. So, basically, last year was an introduction to Al HaTzadikim. Let's go through the simple understanding of the bracha, and then we will be able to delve a little bit deeper. So we begin the bracha Al HaTzadikim v'Al HaChasidim v'Al Ziknei She'eris Amcha Beis Yisrael. On the righteous, on the devout, on the elders of the remainder of your people, the family of Israel. V'al pleitas beis sefrayim, on the remnant of the academy of their scholars. V'al gerei hatzedek, on the righteous converts. V'aleinu, and on ourselves. May your compassion be aroused, please, Hashem, our God. And give goodly reward to all who sincerely believe in your name. Put our lot with them. And may we never feel ashamed, for we trust in you. Different girsois here, whether you do say this, you don't say this. And upon your truly great compassion, we do rely. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem. Mishon u'mivtach la'tzadikim. The support and assurance of the righteous. So that's the Perush HaMilos. So last year we spoke about the why Al HaTzadikim comes immediately after V'lam Al-Shinim. The Medrash says that this bracha was established keneged masha amru malachei hamalachim. Each and every bracha, there's a Medrash just how each and every bracha of Shemin Esrei was established corresponding to a bracha that the malachim said. So the Medrash says, "Tiknua keneged masha amru ha-malochim baruch ata Hashem mishan emivtach la-tzadikim." The malochim said this bracha, "Blessed are you Hashem mishan emivtach la-tzadikim." The support and the assurance for tzadikim. When did the angel say this? V'shosh amra kadosh baruch hu li-Yakiv. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov, "V'yosef yoshes yodai aleinecha." When Yaakov was on his way down to Mitzrayim, Hashem said to Yaakov, "Al tira miridom Mitzrayim, don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. Anochi eredim cha Mitzrayim, I'm going down to Mitzrayim with you. Anochi elcha gam Allah, and I will ascend with you. V'yosef yoshes yodai aleinecha. Yosef will place his hands on your eyes." When Hashem said that to Yaakov, "Ubotach al devorai." And Yaakov trusted in Hashem's word, and it actually came to fruition. So that's when the angel said, "Baruch atah Hashem, mishan u'mivtach la'tzadikim." Blessed are you Hashem, the support and the assurance for tzadikim. So in order to be able to understand what the connection is to Yosef Yoshes Yoda Elaynecha, what does that mean, Bechlal? What does that mean that Yosef is going to place his hand over your eyes? And how that has to do with Mishan Mivtach LaTzadikim? We first need to understand what is Mishan Mivtach LaTzadikim. But we say this bracha three times a day. Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you, Hashem. Mishan Mivtach LaTzadikim, the support and the assurance for Tzadikim. It's a double expression. Mishan Mivtach. Seem to be saying the same thing. Support and assurance. So there's the Eitz Yosef says that Mishan Mivtach LaTzadikim means that Hashem is Mishan. Hashem supports the Tzadik against the Yetzirah. There's a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Tzayf Rasha leTzadik umevakish lahamisai." The Rasha seeks out the Tzadik and tries to kill him. Hashem lo yazmenu biyadoi. Hashem does not leave the Tzadik in the Rasha's hands. And the Gemara said this is referring to the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah wants to get the Tzadik to sin. And Hashem does not allow the Yetzirah to make the Tzadik sin. The Gemara learns from here that Kol Yom V'Yom Yitzray Shel Adam is Gabar Adam V'Chol Yom, that a person's Yetzirah overpowers him every day. V'Lulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzray Lo Yochalai. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not assist the person to overcome the Yetzirah, it would be impossible to overcome the Yetzirah. So we have to come on to Hashem's assistance. And that's Mishon. Hashem is our support against the Yetzirah. Now, one would think, well, if that's the case, then we don't really deserve any reward. Because we weren't the one that conquered the Yetzirah. It was Hashem that did the job. We couldn't have done it ourselves. No. Mivtach. Hashem assures us that we will receive the reward for overcoming the Yetzirah. So even though he's Mishan, and he's the one supporting us, he's also Mivtach. He also assures us that we're going to get the Schar. Mishan Mivtach La Tzadik.
I can understand that he supports us, or we could disobey him and listen to the Yetzirah, right?
Right.
So he has our cooperation.
Right, so you're saying that we deserve reward for choosing to listen. Right. No, so but one could think that once we do get that reward, perhaps we don't deserve the full reward because we did have his assistance.
Right.
Hashem promises us full reward. And the Svarim HaKadoshim say that this is Pshat, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, L'cha Hashem Chosed. To you, Hashem is kindness. Ki ata tishan l'ish kemaseu, because you pay, you reward a person according to their actions. And everybody asked the kasha, why is that kindness? L'cha Hashem chosed. You, Hashem, is kindness because you pay a person according to their actions. That's not chesed. That's din. If Hashem pays us according to our actions, that's din. So the Sforim say no. That really, when a person overcomes the Yetzirah, it's not the person doing it. It's Hashem supporting the person. So therefore, it's really when Hashem pays us full reward for overcoming Yetzirah, it's chesed. It's Hashem's kindness. L'cha Hashem chesed. Ki ata tashan l'ish kima aseyu. You reward a person as if he has done it all. Hashem gives us reward as if we would have done it all. It's interesting that Reb Tzadik in Parshas Vayetze, he says, very interesting, people say a person doesn't get a nesoyan unless they can overcome it. Right? The fact that we get a nesoyan means, if we get a test, that means that we have the ability to overcome it, or else we wouldn't get such a test. Rishkalik says it's not true. The Yetzer is much stronger than we are. And we don't really have the koyach to overcome in the sign. And Reb Tzadik's Raya is from this Gemara. The Gemara says, Lule HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi Layacholai. If Hashem wouldn't assist us, we would not be able to overcome the Yetzer. The Yetzer is much stronger than we are. Why is this? He says, because the Yetzer is very firm. Hashem gave the Yetzer a shlichus. Hashem gave the Yetzer a mission. I want you to get, you're supposed to tempt Bnei Yisrael to sin. Now, the Yetzer Hara is supposed to only test us according to our abilities. But the Yetzer Hara is very frum. The Yetzer Hara goes overboard. He wants to make sure that he's doing a good job. So he goes overboard, and as a result, Hashem has to come to our assistance. There's a famous saying from the Rav Shitzerov that extremes are not good. He said that two smart tzikplig is an apikoyrus. Somebody who's too smart is an apikoyrus. Tzigit is a noyif. Somebody who's too good he's an adulterer. And he said if somebody is too frum, he's a rasha. And our source is right here. Yetzer is too frum. And too frum is a rasha. Tzofer Rasha leTzadik, Mavakish Lamisa. The pasuk uses the word Rasha for the Yetzer Hara because he's too frum. So, says the Tzadik that a person shouldn't think that this support from the Ribbono Shel Olam comes naturally. It doesn't come naturally. If we are left to our Yetzer Hara, we are doomed. Yetzer Hara is much stronger than we are. We don't have the ability to overcome our nizyanus. So how do we enlist? We need to come on to Hashem's support. How do we enlist Hashem's support? He says with tefillah. A person must daven for Hashem's assistance. If a person doesn't daven for Hashem's assistance, the person will not get that assistance, and the person is doomed. The Yetzer Hara will overcome the person because the person is not strong enough. So, we must daven for that assistance, and that's the only way Hashem will come to our assistance. That's the only way we can overcome the Yetzer. So, davening for Hashem's assistance is essential to our Yiddishkeit. It's impossible to do without it. So according to that, we can understand the end of the bracha, how this bracha flows. We're asking Hashem Now one of the biggest nesyonos that we have is the nesyon of bitachon. Right? We're tested day in and day out as to are we going to trust in Hashem or not. It's a daily, perhaps hourly nesayon that we have. How much are we going to rely on Hashem? How much are we going to do? Bitochen is something that we have in nesayon day in and day out. So we ask Hashem, let's go a little bit before that. We're saying Sochatoiv, give good reward to all those who trust you truthfully. Now, and then we ask, place our lot among them. Now, what does that mean? Place our lot among the, right? Those who trust you truthfully. Why do we want our lot among them? Because we want the reward, right? No, we're saying, okay, because we don't trust truthfully. So we're saying, give good reward to those who trust you truthfully,
and place our lot among them, even though we don't trust you truthfully. Now, why is that fair? Why do we deserve that reward?
So I believe that's not pshat. Pshat is, v'simcha keinu imayim,
place us among those who trust you truthfully. That we should be among those who trust you truthfully. That's what we're asking Hashem. We need to ask Hashem for that assistance. If we don't have, we don't ask Hashem for assistance in Bitachin, we're not going to have Bitachin.
Because the Yetahara is much stronger than we are. And that's an assignment that we have on a constant basis. So we need to ask, when we say, V'sim chalkeinu imayim, we're asking Rabbeinu Shel Olam, help me trust you truthfully. I have a Yetahara that I cannot overcome. It's a horror of ishtadlis and ishtadlis and ishtadlis. It's a horror that tells me I have to do and I have to do and I have to do, and I'm never done doing enough. It's a horror I can't overcome. I beg you to bring ishtadlis. The simchal kenu imam, place me among those who trust you truthfully. And on that we say the bracha. Baruch ato Hashem, mishon u'mivtach latadikim. Blessed are you, Hashem, that you are the one that supports us. Meaning you are the one that help us have bitachon, u'mivtach, and then you assure us that we're going to have full reward for trusting you. The saint sachar toiv, we're asking you to give good reward to all those who trust you truthfully, even though you're the one that makes them, that helps us trust in you truthfully. Mishon u'mivtach latzadikim. Even though you're the one that supports us and helps us have bitachon, you still assure us that we're going to get the sachar toiv, the good schar at the end.
Perhaps this is why the angels said this bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Mishan Mivtach LaTzadikim, specifically when Hashem told Yaakov, "V'Yosef Yoshes Yodai Alei Nacha." Yosef will place his hand over your eyes, or Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. What does that mean? Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. A different pshatim in the Rishonim, what that means. There are psukim in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. After Yosef is out of the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, after Yosef is sold, and he works. He's working for Potiphar, and then he's working in the prison. The pasuk says, "V'chol asher hu oisa Hashem matzliach biyadai." Whatever Yosef would do, Hashem would make successful. Hashem was successful in his hands. Same thing in the jail. Ein sar beis asoyer roes kol mu'ume biyadai. The sar beis asoyer didn't see. The prison warden did not scrutinize anything that was in his charge. V'asher Hashem itoy, inasmuch as Hashem was with him. V'asher hu ois Hashem matzliach. Whatever you do, Hashem was matzliach. Hashem was made successful. The pasuk says. In Tillim, Ashrei ha'ish ha'shasam Hashem mivtachai. Fortunate is the person who places Hashem, his mivtach, a person who trusts in Hashem. Says the Medrash Zeh Yosef. Yosef was the epitome of mivtach. Yosef knew exactly how much of his yadayim to invest in anything. He knew exactly how much he started to do and leave everything, all the rest of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Yosef was the epitome of to know the balance. Ashrei ha'ish asher sam Hashem etach hazeh Yosef. So the hishtadlus is represented by the person's hands. That's what a person does. Bitochen is represented by the person's eyes. Right? It's the trust we place in the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's the siyata d'shmaya we seek, we look for in everything that we do. It's the vision is the siyata d'shmaya that we seek in everything that we do. Yaakov Avinu had the vision, had tremendous bitochim, but Yosef was the one who knew how much of the yadayim to invest. Yosef was the master of the yadayim. And as Yidden went into Mitzrayim, as Yaakov went into Mitzrayim with his children, Yaakov was very concerned about the line being blurred, the line of Hishtadlus versus Bitochim being blurred. And Hashem promised Yaakov, Yosef Yoshes Yodai Aleinacha. Yosef will place his hand on your eyes, meaning Yosef will show the way as to how much hands need to go in to the Yaakov's bitachon. And that is where the Malachim said the bracha of Mishan u'miftach latzadikim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the support, and yet the one that gives the schar at the end. Another understanding of as to why the Malachim said this bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Mishan Nemivtach LaTzadikim, specifically, when Hashem said to Yaakov, Yosef Yoshes Yodai Aleinacha, Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. Perhaps there's another understanding of Mishan u'Mivtach, that Hashem supports and assures. There's a bit of a dichotomy when it comes to the leaders of any generation trying to determine what is the appropriate approach for their generation. We value tremendously our Masorah. We value our tradition, the way things have always been. And we don't want to differ from the way things have been. The way things have been are the way that our forefathers have paved the path for us. We know that that is the correct way to go. Yet, on the other hand, every generation is faced with new challenges. And the ways of the previous generations don't necessarily address the challenges of the next generation. And the leaders of each generation
have the obligation to tweak the Masorah that we have so that it fits into the new generation. And that it addresses the challenges of the new generation. So the tzaddikim, the chassidim, the ziknei amcha beis Yisrael, specifically the elders of amcha beis Yisrael, who are used to the old ways, and now they're faced with new challenges that they have never been addressed until now. New challenges that might demand a change from the previous ways. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Mishon u'Miftach. Mishon means that Hashem supports what already exists. And Miftach means that Hashem assures the future. And this is a balance that the leaders, the tzaddikim, the chassidim, the ziknei amcha beis Yisrael need. They need to be able to address, to assure the future of Klal Yisrael, while at the same time they're still supporting everything that is so dear to us from the past. And that requires tremendous yata d'shmaya. Because any step in each direction could be disastrous. If the leaders are not willing to change where change is necessary, it could lead to cause a new generation to totally go off the derech. And if they change too much, that can be heresy. It can be apikorsis. They need the mishan u'miftach. The Mishon of the past and the Miftach for the future. Specifically, al tzaddikim v'al chassidim, al ziknei amcha beis Yisrael, where we beseech the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on their behalf. Yehem yinu rachamecha Hashem alekeinu. Have rachmanas on them. Mishon u'miftach al tzaddikim. We ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to be a Mishon, be a support for the past, and an assurance for the future. We're all familiar with this, the story in Parshas Vayechi, where Yosef brings his two sons to Yaakov Avinu for a bracha. And the pasuk says that Yosef takes Ephraim in his right, which is, and this is all this is in the pasukim, Ephraim on his right, which is the left of Yaakov, and he takes Menashe in his left, which is the right of Yaakov, and that's how he brings them to Yaakov. Wanting Yaakov to place his right on Menashe and his left on Ephraim. Menashe was the older one, Ephraim was the younger one. But the pasuk doesn't just say that Yosef brought Menashe to Yaakov's right and Ephraim to Yaakov's left. It doesn't say that. The pasuk says Yosef took Ephraim on his right and Menashe on his left, which is the right, which is Menashe at Yaakov's right and Ephraim at Yaakov's left. The pasuk found it necessary to spell that all out. Then says the pasuk, Yaakov sent his right hand and placed it on Ephraim's head, and sent his left hand and put it on Menashe's head. He crossed his hands, and that is how he blessed them. And Yosef says to his father, Loichein avi, not so, my father. Put your right on his head, Amenashe's head, because he's the Bechor. To which Yaakov responds, Yodati bini yodati. I know, my son, I know. Gam hu yigdal, Menashe will be great, but Ephraim's going to be Zara yamulay agoyim. Yeah, Ephraim's going to be much greater. Now, why does the Torah have to spell it out that Ephraim was on Yosef's right, but on Yaakov's left, and Menashe was on Yosef's left and Yaakov's right? And why did Yaakov switch his hands? And why did Yosef want to remove the hands?
is saying loichei navi, not so my father. I believe that there was a difference in opinion between Yaakov and Yosef that ran all the way through their lives. Yaakov is called in the Torah Zokain. He's a Zokain. Vayiki Zokain. You saw it numerous times. Yaakov is called Zokain. He was the old man, the elder. Yosef is called a Nar. He's called a child. Because I'll learn from that, he was Oisemas. And Nar is something much deeper here. Yaakov was a Zokain. The difference between a Zokain and a Nar, besides their age, is that a Zokain is someone who has tremendous experience, has gone through a lifetime of much experience, where a Nar has no experience. Very little, very minimal experience. On the other hand, a Nar has dreams. A Nar has dreams about the future. A Nar is set on the future, whereas the Zokain is set on the past. Yaakov Avinu was a person that was set on the Mesoira of Klal Yisrael. He was set on the past of the tradition that had been passed down from Avram to Yitzchak and now to Yaakov. And that is how Yaakov led whatever was Klal Yisrael at that time. Yosef was a Baal HaLoimus. Yosef was a Nar, a person who had dreams. He was a person who thought about the future. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shlomo placed Yosef in Mitzrayim, to prepare Mitzrayim for Klal Yisrael, not Yaakov. Because Yaakov, the one who is set on the path, perhaps can't prepare Mitzrayim for Klal Yisrael. You need someone who's able to look into the future and perhaps administer change. Of course, change based on the tradition of Klal Yisrael. But it can't be someone who's set in their ways. It can't be a Zaki. Now, the letter Ayin represents the Avar, represents the path. Ayin stands for Avar. The letter Yud represents the future. Any word in the Torah, if you want to change it from the present to the future or from the past to the future, you need to add a Yud in front of it. Shar, which means saying, Yashir, will sing. Right? Yelech, lech, yelech. The letter Yud transfers every word into the future. So Yud represents the future. And the word Yad, as a result, which is the spelling of Yud, represents the future. Yaakov is descending to Mitzrayim. Vayomer Elikim. Let's take the exact words. Pasuk Vayigash. This pasuk that Yosef Yoshes Yoda Elenecha is a pasuk in Pasuk Vayigash. Pasuk says, Vayomer Elikim li Yisrael v'maris halayla. Hashem says to Yisrael in the visions of the night. Yomer Yaakov, Yaakov, Hashem says, Yaakov, Yaakov, Yomer Hinei. Yomer Anoichi, Akela, the Keavicha, I am the God of your father. Meaning, I am the God of your Messiah. You can trust that I am as dedicated to your Messiah as you are. Al Tira Meredo Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. Why? Because Yosef Yoshes Yodoy Aleinecha. Yosef has the Yad, you have the Ayin. You have the Avar, Yes, you're invested in the Avar. Yosef has the Yad. Yosef has the future. Yosef will place his Yad on your Ayin, and Klal Yisrael will make it through Golos. Al tira min adam etzraim. Don't be afraid. Immediately, the Malachim say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mishan u'Miftach la'Tzadikim. As soon as the Rebbeinu Shlom tells Yaakov, Yosef, Yoshes, Yodai, Aleinecha, that Yosef will see to it to apply the future to your past, that is what Mishan u'Miftach means. Hashem supports the past while ensuring the future. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mishan u'Miftach la'Tzadikim. Menashe was named for the past. It says in the Pasuk, Yosef named Menashe, Menashe ki nashani alekim es kol amoli ves kol beisavi. Hashem allowed me to forget all my pain and my father's home. Menashe was named for the past. Ephraim was named for the future. Ki Ephraim alekim beretzoni. Hashem multiplied me in my land of pain, in my land of suffering. He was named for the future. So Menashe represented the past, and Ephraim represented the future. Yosef knew that although the future was more important to him, the past was more important to his father. So the Pasuk says that Yosef took Ephraim in his right and Menashe in his left, because those were Yosef's priorities. Yosef held Ephraim much dearer to him, because Ephraim represented the future. And that's what Yosef was the Nar, Yosef was the Balachalimus, Yosef was the Yad. And Menashe was on his left. The Ovar was secondary to him. But he knew that to his father it was the other way around. So he took Ephraim to his right, which was the left of his father, and he took Menashe in his left, which was the right of his father. And to Yosef's bewilderment, Yaakov switched his hands, indicating that he is conceding to Yosef. And here was the fulfillment of Yosef's dream that his father would bow down to him, meaning that his father would concede to him. That having the future in mind is more important than preserving the past. And Yaakov put his right hand on Ephraim and his left hand on Menashe. So Yosef says to his father, Loichein Avi, that's not your opinion, my father. To which Yaakov responds, Yodati bini Yodati. I've now realized that my son is correct. And the word Yoda, which he knew is Yodati, Yoda is Yad, Ayin. That first comes the Yad and then the Ayin. First comes the future, that must be our first priority, seeing to it that the future of Klal Yisrael is maintained, the future of Klal Yisrael is secured, and then we have to make sure that that is based on the preservation of the past. So, this is the bracha of Mishan u'Miftach la'Tzadikim. Hashem is the one who supports our tradition while assuring the future. Or as the Etz Yosef says, he supports us from a Yetzahara, yet assures our schar for the future. So, Leibish Tehelfen, that we should be able to transmit our rich tradition to the next generation while ensuring the future and seeing to it that our children and the future generation can actually appreciate that tradition. And mir tashem to the next bracha of the Yishlaim Ircha Barachim Toshuv.
V'yaz Mashiach, t'kein abim heru v'yam l'inam.
Amen.